think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to On Football with me, Rob Motti. Hope everyone's having an awesome Thanksgiving week. Family, food, football, fantastic schedule of games in week 13. Jaguars Pro Bowl edge rusher Arik Armstead is our special guest. Stay tuned for that conversation along with some pro picks. Matthew Stafford's season for the LA Rams, 30 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, had me thinking about the best statistical years for a quarterback in NFL history. There was the year Peyton Manning had a record-setting 55 touchdowns. Tom Brady had 50 TDs once, and he threw for 5,000 yards 3 separate seasons, including once at age 44. Patrick Mahomes had 50 TDs in his first season as a starter. Aaron Rodgers has the 2 best passer rating seasons in NFL history. But 2024, Lamar Jackson, just last year, 4,172 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions, while also running for 915 yards and 4 scores, has to be the best overall in my mind. Arik Armstead has 5.5 sacks this season in his second year with the Jaguars. He spent almost a decade with San Francisco. He is the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for Jacksonville. Here's our conversation.
Arik, welcome to the show. Man, you guys are having quite the season in Jacksonville. Big turnaround from last year. How much fun are you having after going there last year, 9 years in San Francisco? They struggled a little bit, and now you guys are back in the playoff race.
We're having a lot of fun. You know, you work so hard the early part of the season to put yourself in opportunity to play meaningful football around this time. And, you know, if the season were to end today, we're in the playoffs. But, you know, we got a lot more to do. 6 games left. We got to continue to get better and better each week. And, you know, but now's the time. Around this part of the year, you want to be playing your best. And we put ourselves in position to do that. And, you know, each week got to continue to get better and better, and you know, trying to got a lot more to do to achieve our goals.
I had an opportunity last year in Tampa to get to see Liam Cohn up close and what he can do with Baker Mayfield and that offense. And obviously, you're on the defensive side, but he's now the head coach in Jacksonville. What has he brought to the locker room, the culture, and everything else?
Yeah, I think the main thing that he's brought that I really resonated with is being yourself, being you. He instills confidence into us and wants guys to be themselves, find their edge. What makes you special as a player is gonna make us special as a team, and to lean into that more. And so I'm really appreciative of him for preaching and believing in those messages of, you know, being yourself, being who you were made to be, and you know, offering your special gifts to our team, and all of us coming together to find ways to be successful out there and win games.
You have 5.5 sacks in 11 games. You're starting every game this season. What's changed for you personally on the defensive side of the ball from last year?
Not much has changed for me personally. My situation and has changed, and how I'm being used has changed. And you know, last year is last year. There's things you have to go through in the NFL, you know, that I feel is good. You know, it's good to go through adversities and downtime at different times throughout your career, and it makes, you know, the highs that much sweeter and the success that much sweeter. So not much has changed. I'm being myself and doing everything I can to help our team win.
You've been part of teams that have had a lot of success in San Francisco, went to the Super Bowl. As a leader, as a veteran on the Jaguars, what do you do to make sure, for example, this week you're playing a team that struggled in Tennessee, right? You've got an opportunity to go in there and get another W, but how do you as a leader make sure that nobody overlooks it, that nobody takes anybody lightly, because any team can beat you any given Sunday?
Well, you know, my message is we haven't done anything yet, too, and we have a lot of work to do to change the narrative about how people feel about us as a team and as an organization. And, you know, who are we to take people lightly when we've been in a similar situation? So, you know, we haven't done anything yet. We have a long way to go. And week in and week out, we have to put our best foot forward.
This time of year is one of my favorites, my Cause My Cleats campaign in the NFL, and a lot of different players participate. They get to wear cleats that are colorful, that are artistic, but much more than that, Eric, they mean a lot. Support, some foundations behind it, charitable causes, whatever it may be. Yours happens to be the Armstead Academic Project. Tell me about that and what you guys stand for and what you're doing.
I'm a co-founder with the Armstead Academic Project, me and my wife, Dr. Melinda Armstead. Founded this organization in 2019 to ensure that every student, no matter their socioeconomic status, has the resources and tools they need to thrive and be successful. And that's what we're all about, is supporting our youth in their journey, both with their education, but also with things other than their education and wraparound services, whether that may be their mental health, nutrition. There's other things or other opportunities outside of just regular academic support that we try to ensure that our students have and need to be successful. And we launched, like I said, in 2019, and you know, our organization is young, but we're growing and we're impacting more and more each and every year. And we have a lot more work to do.
It's time for the 4-pack. 4-0 straight up last week, but only 1-3 against the spread. Only the second losing week against the number this season. Overall, we're 36-11-1, 30-18-1 against the spread. Big spreads cost me last week, but I didn't learn my lesson. I'm starting with the Los Angeles Rams, 9-2. At Carolina, 6-6. The Rams are 10-point favorites. Mentioned Stafford earlier in the show. He's thrown 27 touchdowns since his last interception in Week 3. He's playing at an MVP level. The Rams' defense is the stingiest in the NFL. Sean McVay's team might be the best overall in the league. The Panthers had a chance to take over first place in the NFC South, but Bryce Young and the offense couldn't do anything against San Francisco despite getting 3 picks in the first half. I'm going Rams 31-16. Upset special, looking at Houston 6-5 at Indianapolis 8-3. Colts are 4.5-point favorites. The Texans have won 3 in a row thanks to the league's number one ranked defense. They're 6-2 since an 0-3 start. Backup quarterback Davis Mills has played well. He's 3-0. Filling in for C.J. Stroud, who's been dealing with a concussion. The Colts are reeling a bit after a 7-1 start. Daniel Jones couldn't make a play when Coach Shane Steichen put the ball in his hands instead of giving it to Jonathan Taylor on 3 and outs in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs. If they lose, it's going to tighten the AFC South, and I think it will. Texans 19-17. Next is the Sam Darnold Bowl. Minnesota 4-7 at Seattle 8-3. Seahawks minus 10.5 points. Darnold thrived last season under Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell, but he was allowed to leave in free agency to pave the way for J.J. McCarthy. who has struggled and now is in concussion protocol. Undrafted rookie Max Brosmer would start if McCarthy can't play. Darnold has Seattle battling for first place in the NFC West. The Seahawks defense is top 7 in yards and in scoring. Seahawks 27-13. Lastly, Las Vegas 2-9 at the LA Chargers 7-4. Chargers are 9.5-point favorites. The Raiders would have been better off with part owner Tom Brady in the dual role of quarterback and offensive coordinator instead of hiring Chip Kelly and trading for Geno Smith. Kelly was fired after the latest dismal loss. The Chargers have had a week off to reflect on a blowout loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A depleted offensive line has been problematic for Justin Herbert and LA's run game, but Vegas is terrible, an opportunity for the Chargers to get back on track. They're 7-0 against the spread in their last 7 against division opponents. Chargers 30-13. That's it for this week. Thank you to Eric Armstead. Thank you for listening to On Football, and thanks to Haya Pinjwani and Guillermo Gonzalez for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for the full pro picks, On Football analysis, and more NFL news.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.